Hello, and welcome to The Conversation at AirSafe.com, the official podcast of the AirSafe.com Foundation. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Curtis, the director of the foundation and the creator of AirSafe.com, your reliable source of airline safety and security information since 1996. In this conversation, I'd like to share an interview I had with the BBC on the 31st of October, 2007. This interview is about a plan by the Nigerian government to sell abandoned aircraft that were sitting at airports around Nigeria. During this conversation, I talked about the situation in Nigeria, and I also talked about what happens in general to abandoned aircraft around the world.
Now, what do you do with your aeroplane when it's on its last legs? Well, in many places, it seems people just dump them. There are scores of airfields in many parts of the world which have become dumping grounds, graveyards for clapped-out aircraft. Nigeria is one country which has decided it's time it had a clear-out. It's hoping to auction off its abandoned planes and aircraft parts. Dr. Todd Curtis is founder of airsafe.com, an air safety and security website. I asked him how common it is for aeroplanes to be effectively thrown away.
Well, aircraft in many ways are much like vehicles in that on occasion you have a vehicle owner who, for whatever reason, doesn't keep up with payments, decides they can't maintain it anymore, and just abandons it on the side of the road. And on occasion it happens in the United States and elsewhere that aircraft are abandoned at airports.
But aircraft, they're fantastically expensive. They're not the sort of things that most people would imagine were littering airports.
Well, if you can just get your mind around the idea that an airplane is nothing more than a device, it's nothing more than a piece of technology. Although the number of zeros behind the price tag might be more than your average car or bicycle, it is treated no different than any other machine that's no longer useful to the owner.
So it's just like a used car. Once it's a scrapper, it's scrapped.
Well, certainly. Now, of course, if you have a brand new, fresh off the assembly line, $100 million airplane, well, there's going to be many people who have an interest in that airplane, from the financiers to the owners to the shareholders. But if you have something that's at the end of its operational life, a jet airplane that's 30 or 40 years old that's flying cargo in the developing world may sell for far less than $1 million.
Now, the Nigerians have decided that they're so fed up with this, they're going to sell off by auction all the bits that are littering their nation's airports. Is that something you've heard of before?
I've heard of that happening before, not just in Nigeria, but in countries around the world. Simply put, if the owner of the aircraft has bills to pay, and those bills are owed to the airport authority or to the national government, they will take steps, including repossessing aircraft, to make sure they get their money back.
And are there certain airports around the world that are known to be dumping grounds like this?
Well, it's not particular airports as much as it is particular parts of the world. The developing world, including Nigeria, is home to a lot of aircraft that are on their last legs. They've had one or two or three or more previous owners. They're no longer, in many cases, able to fly in Western Europe or the United States. And one of the few places where these aircraft can operate are in developing countries.
And is there any system for tidying up these things, or is it just completely unregulated?
It's for the most part unregulated. For example, just like with a vehicle that's abandoned by the side of the road, if there's an owner who can be identified, whether it be the bank that financed the vehicle or the owner of the vehicle, then they're going to be responsible for taking care of it. Otherwise, they would just take care of the airplane as they would any other piece of scrap.
And who is it that does the dumping?
It depends on the local and the national authorities. Again, your average airplane has quite a few parts that might be valuable in the used aircraft part market. And even if it's stripped of all useful articles, most aircraft today are still made largely of aluminum. So as scrap metal, aluminum does have value around the world.
It does make you ask questions really about these airplanes before they get dumped in the immediate weeks and months beforehand, that some of them presumably are not in the best of condition.
Well, that is the case sometimes, but there are other cases where they're in excellent condition. In the United States, there have been many cases over the years where aircraft, up to and including jet airliners, have been used for one-way trips to transport drugs across the border. They're landed either in an airport or on some off-airport location. The cargo's taken off and the airplane's abandoned.
Don't leave a mess. Take your airplanes home with you. That's Dr. Todd Curtis from airsafe.com.
That'll do it for this week, and I hope I have the opportunity to bring you other interviews like this in the future. Once again, thank you for listening to The Conversation at AirSafe.com. Before we end this conversation, I'd like to remind all my listeners that this podcast is sponsored by the AirSafe.com Foundation. This nonprofit organization is responsible for this podcast and for a variety of other efforts to further the public's understanding of aviation safety and aviation security. For information about the foundation or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit the foundation at airsafe.org. For more information about airline safety, you can find us at airsafe.com. That's AIRSAFE.com. Or type the words airline safety into your favorite search engine. We're probably on the first page of results. Feel free to write to us at our email address, theconversation@airsafe.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.